Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Keith Belk joining us. We're back with Dr. Belk in just a moment. Cattle producers, Week in the Rockies coming from Superior Video Livestock Auction July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Originates out of Steamboat Springs, Colorado. 261,000 head of cattle to be offered, 36,000 yearling steers, 24,000 yearling heifers, 58,000 weaned calves, and 138,000 calves on cows. Monday through Friday, the sales will be happening. For more details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. SuperiorLivestock.com. Animal Sciences, Dr. Keith Belk from Colorado State, another of those speakers at the 2016 Beef Improvement Federation National Meeting that was held in Manhattan, Kansas recently. He was talking about genetic selection decisions being made by cattle producers affecting the quality of the end product. At the symposium, Dr. Belk talked about one of the key indicators of eating quality, marbling, and the fact that we really haven't done all that much in raising our marbling scores.
We select for marbling scores, but in truth, we haven't appeared to have made a lot of genetic progress because we actually produce fewer choice and prime carcasses today than we produced in the 1970s. Any improvements that we've made in marbling score have been merely the consequence of changing the hide color of our population. I think that there's a number of reasons for that. One of the reasons is that we don't have a good pricing mechanism that sends appropriate signals to producers on what they should emphasize in their genetic selection.
And Dr. Belk says one of the things that's really jumped out at him is the fact that we're probably not doing as good a job as we should be doing in the beef industry in giving the consumers what they really want, a great eating experience every time. And that all centers around the taste of beef.
Basically, over 50% of the lost value that the beef industry is just throwing to the wind is a consequence of not producing enough eating satisfaction. So it's not producing enough marbling or flavor that keeps consumers willing to come back and pay four times as much for the product as they do for chicken. And so what's happening is they're buying less of beef and they're buying more chicken.
So paying more attention to marbling might be appropriate in delivering a great eating experience to that consumer. But Dr. Belk says there's one other consideration that's changing rapidly, and that's all because of the millennials.
If you compare what was important to a consumer that was from my generation, which now is becoming much older, compared to the millennials, which are my kids, there is a clear difference in what constitutes quality to them. So they still have an expectation that the product have the sensory experience that they expect for the price that they're willing to pay for it. But in addition to that, they have some expectations of us as producers that are not negotiable. For example, they expect us to treat the animals correctly and to employ animal handling practices that reduce the stress and the pain that animals are exposed to. They expect us to use production practices that don't overstep the bounds of biology and what biology is capable of. They expect us to produce food that's safe and that they can feed their children and they don't have to worry about causing a foodborne illness. They expect us to not eliminate the capability for physicians to use antibiotics to treat human health diseases. They expect us to do our part to address that grand challenge issue of antimicrobial resistance. They expect us to figure out ways to prevent animal and human health issues that are associated with, now as time goes on, growing animals more closely together with where all the people live, which always causes problems. And so my point is there's a number of additional things that millennials think that are important. And to be fair, perhaps a better value system than the preceding generations. I don't know. But as producers, we need to address those as components of quality.
Animal scientist Dr. Keith Belk out of Colorado State University. That's our Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.